Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is our fall membership drive. We'll get back to that in a minute. The kitchen is the heart of most homes. We spend a lot of time there, not just cooking, but eating, entertaining, planning. We're going deep into the kitchen today. Going with us is Faith Durand, who from her home in Columbus is the executive editor of The Kitchen. That's a daily web publication about home cooking. Readers drop into The Kitchen more than 7 million times a month, if you're wondering how popular it is. Now The Kitchen editors have brought together much of what they've gathered from their work and from their viewers into a new book. It's a James Beard Award winner, too. We're very excited for them. The Kitchen Cookbook, Recipes, Kitchens, and Tips to Inspire Your Cooking. Faith Durand is co-author of the book, and she joins us now. Welcome back to the show, Faith.
It's great to be here.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked.
This is more than a book for beginners, but that's part of the mission, it seems.
Yeah, I think that this is a book that really is designed to help you fall in love with your kitchen, no matter what your kitchen is like. So, of course, that means it's everything from cooking to tools to setting up your kitchen to finding better storage, you know, options if you lack in storage. It's really designed to be a handbook to your kitchen.
Right. But, you know, I know that's part of the mission is for beginners, but I love this book. I mean, I'm not a beginner. I'm not great, but I'm not a beginner either. And I've lived in my kitchen for a long time now, and it gave me ideas for things I could do to improve it. So how did you balance that beginner thing with keeping it smart for people who have been around the block a few times.
The kitchen is a huge space. Even if your kitchen is tiny, it's huge. It touches on so many areas. So I think that we're all beginners on some level. I am a beginner in a lot of things in my own cooking and in my own, you know, just managing the kitchen. I still have things that go bad in my produce drawer because I didn't think to use them up. I mean, I think we all have areas in which we are trying to live a little bit better in the kitchen. And this book is trying to address many of those.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It's our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. For a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer, we'll send you Faith Durand's book, The Kitchen Cookbook, Recipes, Kitchens, and Tips to Inspire Your Cooking. This beautiful book, and it is super beautiful, comes from the award-winning cooking site, The Kitchen, and includes 150 recipes and 50 essential cooking techniques. This book will inspire you to cook and will help you set up, organize, and stock your kitchen, too. That's $10 a month as a sustainer, withdrawn from your checking account, or charge to your credit card. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. And check out this beautiful book, The Kitchen Cookbook, Recipes, Kitchens, and Tips to Inspire Your Cooking. If you have a question for Faith Durand, you can also email us at allsides@wosu.org or call 1-614-292-8513. We'd love to hear from listeners about their kitchen, what they've done to their kitchen. They, you know, you think to make it yours and to make it function as beautifully and as efficiently as possible. Talking about small kitchens is a big part of this book because most of us have smaller kitchens. It's the huge giant kitchens. They're great for storage and so forth, but it's not necessarily the norm, at least not yet. Give us a call and tell us about your kitchen. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You publish a website, but you believe in cookbooks. Why is that?
I think cookbooks and websites fulfill different functions. A cookbook is really, it's really wonderful to have something tangible in your hands. You can curl up with it on the couch. You can put stickies in it, like I know you've done in your book. It's really mm-hmm. beautiful. It's quite a confetti of sticky notes, which I love seeing as a cookbook author. And, you know, you can have a little bit more of an emotional relationship with it in a different way as an object in your hands with beautiful photos you can page through. And I think also a cookbook, it sits on your shelf. It's a reference you can go back to over and over again, which of course a website can be as well. But there's a different relationship that you have with a cookbook, and we hope people have a good relationship with this one.
A messy relationship with it, hopefully.
That too. That's
my
a good
favorite
sign.
Ones are messed up. I haven't used this one yet formally, but I will. Thanks to Lewis and Mary Fabro in Columbus. They made a donation today in honor of their grandson Ethan's birthday. That's pretty cool. Thanks a lot for your support of 89.7 NPR News. The book includes five of what you term kitchen meditations. What's
yes.
that about?
So those are written by Dana Velden, who's a longtime contributor to the Kitchen website. She lives in San Francisco. She used to live at the Zen Center as an active participant in the as a monk, basically, at the Zen Center in San Francisco. She just has a wonderful, mindful, thoughtful approach to the cooking life, which goes so far beyond just recipes and cooking and setting up your kitchen. But also, you know, our kitchens nourish us, and cooking nourishes us and others. Both spiritually and physically. And so she wrote several short essays for us in this book that are intended to kind of draw you back to those things and thinking, how can I pull myself out of my daily life on a regular basis and think, wait, what is this all about? Why do I have to be so stressed about cooking? Why do I have to be so stressed that there's dishes in the sink? You don't need to be. So those are really wonderful places to start in this book, I think.
Thanks to Carrie Hayes in Columbus. Thanks for your support today on All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Faith Durand is our guest this hour. We're offering her book that she co-authored as a thank you gift. This thank you gift is an extension of the conversation we're having today. We'd be having it anyway. If you enjoy listening to All Sides, but especially enjoy shows we do about cooking, then this is a great time to become a member. Show that this is the type of show you appreciate from All Sides by making a pledge right now. For $10 a month as a sustainer, you get the book, The Kitchen Cookbook, Recipes, Kitchens, and Tips to Inspire Your Cooking. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. This book is full of amazing and inspiring pictures and 150 recipes. And the book includes dozens of essential kitchen tips. For example, on the page with a recipe for smoked salmon deviled eggs, whoever wrote this is reading my mind. There is also a tip for the perfect hard-boiled egg. And there are several recipes for cakes and frosting, and then a tip called How to Successfully Frost a Cake. Make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer and get this great book. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. I'm serious. That smoked salmon deviled eggs looks so good. And then there was that tip for the perfect hard-boiled egg. And it told me about the age of the egg dictates when it's hard to peel. And I always wondered, why is it sometimes they're hard to peel? Because I've been using the method that you suggest as far as boiling the water, putting the eggs in the water and bringing it to a boil and then letting it sit for 10 minutes. The method I learned was 25, but be that as it may, doesn't matter. Sometimes the eggs are harder to peel.
Yeah, the older egg will make a difference because there's just a little bit more of an air pocket in there that's going to make it easier to get that shell away. But I have to go off script for a moment and say that my favorite way to make hard-boiled eggs these days, little side note, is my pressure cooker, which is a very old-fashioned tool that's coming back. Roaring back into favor. The electric ones are really nice.
Okay.
They kind of have the convenience of a slow cooker, but the power of a pressure cooker. And in that, I make a dozen eggs in my pressure cooker every week, and the peel, like, falls off.
But does that have to do with the age or the pressure cooker?
The pressure cooker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, next time you need a big batch of deviled eggs, you should just borrow somebody's pressure cooker.
How much does a pressure cooker run these days?
For an electric one, maybe $100 or less. As one deviled egg lover to another,
I have to
give you that tip.
I love deviled eggs. And I just love hard-boiled eggs, and I love egg salad, and you name it. I love them.
Me too.
If you have a question for Faith Durand, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Once again, Faith Durand is our guest this hour. We're talking about her new James Beard Award-winning cookbook that she co-wrote with another editor from The Kitchen website. It's called The Kitchen Cookbook, Recipes, Kitchens, and Tips to Inspire Your Cooking. And there's all sizes of kitchens, like I mentioned, everything from really the holes in the wall to the big, fabulous, fancy-looking ones.
That's right. I've lived with several different sizes and styles of kitchens. I've certainly lived with the type that I think my kitchen in Florida had maybe 6 square feet of counter space,
maybe four.
I never measured it.
Now you're just
it.
Bragging.
Yeah. Well, my kitchen now has quite a bit more counter space. you can see my kitchen on the kitchen website. We put in a big island, which is so nice. But I think no matter what, whatever kind of space you live in, there are always ways to improve it, to make it yours, to help you love it more. That could be anything from improving your storage a little bit, buying a new island from IKEA, or putting up a shelf, to really simple things like upgrading your kitchen towels. Sometimes I'll just live with kind of these grody old kitchen towels.
No, I love kitchen towels.
Months and months. Yeah. And I'll be like, why? These are disgusting. There's holes in them. Let's just, you know.
Well, I still save those
$10.
Too, you know, because I use those for different things.
Right.
They
go under the sink.
But I love new ones.
Yeah.
There's so many beautiful ones out there too now.
That's right.
There's beautiful photographs in the book of all these different kinds of kitchens. Everything from, you know, an urban kind of what could have been a hovel that someone's turned into a paradise to, you know, the big splashy ones.
Yeah.
How did you decide what would go in? And
We went around and asked readers and friends. We went to, I think, New York, Portland, and Los Angeles to photograph some kitchens from real people. You know, these aren't food editors, for the most part. They aren't food editors or food writers or professionals. They're just people who love their kitchens and they love building their families through their kitchens, because that's really what a kitchen's about, right? It's like making family, whether that's with roommates or with little kids or whatever. It's building family. And so these people all, we felt, had really rich family lives that came out of their kitchens. So it just kind of was word of mouth and network. So I think some of my favorites are in Los Angeles. They look so bright and warm. And,
yeah, it's because they have sun.
Yeah. And Beatrice in here, who has all this beautiful Mexican tile.
Yeah.
She can lean right out her window and pick, you know, citrus off her trees, which is just not fair.
That's not fair.
No.
But it did give me ideas. Like, I sort of have some wasted space between my cupboards that flank my kitchen sink window, right? And I want to put, now I want to put shelves up there so I can do some herbs and grow herbs during the winter.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Just little bunches of them.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
That's.
And then the other idea about carving into the between the studs for storage space.
Yeah.
And inside walls, why not?
Yeah, you can knock out that drywall and have these shallow shelves. And you actually see that a lot in older homes, especially in Clintonville or, you know, Grandview. You'll see these little shallow shelves in the kitchen or elsewhere in the house. And that's what it is. It's just the drywall's been kind of knocked out and there's these shelves there.
It's perfect for spices because I don't have, they take up a whole cupboard in my kitchen now, and I could use, and ants, I'm still doing the can't find them when you want them kind of a thing too, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, lots of great ideas. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. This is listener supported 89.7 NPR News. Just forgot that I'm supposed to be doing a membership drive because I'm having so much fun talking with Faith Durand. It's great to have her in the studio today. She's a Columbus resident. She lives in Clintonville, and she's also one of the editors of The Kitchen. It's the website, 7 million views a month now. Very, very popular. Maybe you're one of those people that enjoy The Kitchen. I know I do. Now they've created a new book. It's called The Kitchen Cookbook, Recipes, Kitchens, and Tips to Inspire Your Cooking. It's a James Beard Award winner. It's very prestigious, very important award. And we're so happy for Faith and her co-writers in this on this book. If you have a question for Faith, we welcome your calls, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. But if you're in the mood for a new cookbook, it is our gift to you at the $10 a month as a sustainer level. You can get the book, The Kitchen Cookbook, Recipes, Kitchens, and Tips to Inspire Your Cooking. This book includes a guide to organizing and maintaining your kitchen. It includes dozens of brand new and classic recipes that you'll want to make again and again. My associate producer, Amy Jurevich, said that she loved it so much it made her want a cleaner kitchen. Yay, you, Amy. If you have a question, once again, 614-292-8513. But if you want to show your support, there's another number to call. Pat Scheidler in Bluffton. Thanks for your support of All Sides with Ann Fisher and 89.7. The number to call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. The book won the James Beard Award for General Cooking. You can get this great book as our way of saying thank you for supporting your public radio station. $10 a month as a sustainer at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. I often feel like that community, that cooking community, like we're sitting in a kitchen. The studio does not resemble a kitchen in any way, except there's a really great huge counter that would be awesome to have in a kitchen. I love it when we have our cooking shows. I love it when people call up with great questions or great ideas of their own. If you have a great idea of your own about your kitchen, something you've done that you think is special and made it special to you, give us a call and share. Give us a call and share that. 614-292-8513. If you want to show your support, call this number, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. It only takes a few minutes. One of Dana's meditations that we were talking about earlier begins with this. She says, you'll never be done setting up and caring for your kitchen. You're never done.
No, you're never done. And I think your kitchens change along with your life,
right?
As you know, if you're just cooking for yourself, or if you're cooking for you and two cats, say, as I know some people are, or if you're married, or if you have two roommates and then you have a kid and then you have teenagers, your kitchen is always evolving with your life. It's meant to be an organic space that grows with you and grows with the needs of your life. And it should grow with you.
Grow and change.
Yeah. If a kitchen stays static, it's not effective. It's not serving you. A kitchen is meant to serve you.
Do not be a victim of your kitchen. Change
That's
it.
Right.
You know, the kitchen work triangle shown in your book reminds me why my kitchen, however small, why it does work. You wrote about cooking zones. Mm-hmm. You have your own, right?
Yeah. I mean, cooking zones are, you know, thinking very purposefully about how you cook. Cooking zones will be different for everyone. I do a lot of stovetop cooking. I don't do a ton of baking. I do a lot of stir frying. I use my wok very heavily and saute pans. My husband cooks eggs almost every morning. So we keep the things near the stove that you'd need for those. My pans are right underneath my stove. There's oil right next to the stove. I think a lot of people probably set things up this way.
Right.
My spices are in a drawer right next to the stove because I use them very frequently. If I didn't use them so much, they might be in the pantry or in another drawer. So it's just thinking very purposefully about how you cook and the things that you reach for on a regular basis, and how can you set up your kitchen in a way that, you know, suits your life and suits the kind of cooking you like to do.
A lot of people, I used to have bookshelves in my kitchen, but we had to remove those to change the storage areas, and I really miss them. And I thought, well, I'll just have to put them out in the living room. But now I have a whole counter in it's taken up with cookbooks, my, you know, Cook's Illustrated, you know, the ones I use all the time and that kind of a thing.
Yeah. Cookbooks are great in the kitchen. I don't have a lot of room for books in my kitchen. And I also would like to have more shelving there just for books. It's inspiring just to look at them.
Yeah. Right. It includes a lot of comments, the book does, from your readers. And I love the idea of opening up the space between the studs I mentioned. And and that was one of those ideas.
Yeah. I think our readers on the website are such a source of intelligence. We even have a format on the site we use called a reader intelligence report, where we say, hey, tell us your favorite quick lunches, or tell us the things that your kids will eat without complaining. And then we kind of round it all up, the best of all of it. And we call it a reader intelligence report, because there is so much intelligence out there. It doesn't lie with us editors all the time. In fact, hardly at all, really. I think our readers offer you so much more intelligence than we bring. You know, I think especially when it comes to really practical things about everyday cooking. Like, I love this one. We have a whole section on organizing and planning your meals. And, you know, this reader who talks about using a blank monthly calendar every month, and she writes down the meals that they're going to have. Like, she takes the weekend and writes down the meals they're going to have, and they put it on the fridge to look at it. And just simple things like that sometimes can make all the difference between not cooking and cooking. Ordering takeout and cooking. It's really the little things like that that we
having a plan.
Get inspired by. Yeah.
That's probably my biggest challenge is having a plan.
Me too, actually.
I have a friend who does that every week. She decides what she wants to make. She looks at all the recipes, figures out what she has, and then goes shopping on Sunday. It's like, really? I admire that.
If
I think
you
it's fantastic.
Can actually do it, it's incredible. I do it sometimes, not every week at all. And it's incredible when you do it. You feel so in charge and so in control. Like, I know what we're going to eat tonight, and it's not going to be pizza. It's really, really amazing.
It's going to be fresh and good for you. Yeah. One of the suggestions was when you get home from the grocery store, if you've gotten, you know, the vegetables, prep them.
Yeah.
Don't wait until the night of.
Yeah. And then it helps you, first of all, just remember what you bought. Sometimes I'll see things at the store that look great and I'll put them in my bag and then I'll kind of forget about them for a couple of days. And whereas if you come home with your greens and your butternut squash and these things, you can wash it, put it away in a way that'll keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I'm really motivated, I'll cut up a bunch of vegetables and roast them and then they're there just ready for the week. Yeah, but it does take time, and it takes really saying this is important to me. I'm going to take Sunday afternoon, block out a couple hours, mm-hmm. and make space here for cooking for the rest of the week.
You are listening to listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us this morning, Faith Durand with our thank you gifts for this hour. The Kitchen Cookbook, recipes, kitchens, and tips to inspire your cooking. Make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer and get this book. Your $10 a month gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. In this cookbook, you'll find 150 fantastic recipes, including potato squash and goat cheese gratin that I want to talk about in a little while. But there's so many more. Everything from breakfast tacos to perfected chocolate chip cookies. In Chapter 1, you'll learn how to set up your kitchen. In Chapter 4, you learn how to stock your pantry. In Chapter 6, you find dozens of essential recipes. Get this great book and support public radio. That's $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Jeffrey Wilkinson in Columbus. Thanks for your support, Jeffrey. Also, David and Joy Dyson in Columbus. Thanks to you. Who's ever out there listening right now, make your call, the next call, to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. Faith Durand and I were talking before the show began, and she said, you know, this would make a great gift. This would make a great gift for any cook. Anyone you know that loves their kitchen, loves to be in their kitchen, and loves to cook. But it'd be a great graduation gift, too.
Yeah.
I mean, for someone starting, or a wedding gift.
Yeah.
It'd make a wonderful wedding gift for someone to start, or maybe a housewarming gift.
It's a great housewarming gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's full of recipes that I really consider to be the ones that I go back to over and over again. We talk a lot about healthy comfort food at the kitchen, and we really aim towards that in this book of food that this really is what you want to eat on a Wednesday night. It's not the special occasion meals so much.
But I don't know. The special occasion meals are getting to be those meals.
I was about to say, actually, what I want to eat on a Saturday night is pretty much what I want to eat on a Wednesday night as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I want to warn folks, though, if you do pledge and make a pledge of membership to WOSU and 89.7 NPR News, and you go with the Kitchen Cookbook, and you're thinking, oh, I'll give it to my grandchild, or I'll give it to my, you know, neighbor's daughter who's getting married, along with some, you know, other cooking utensils or something like that, be warned. You're going to get the book, and then you're going to want to keep it. I'm just warning you now. 1-866-897-9678. That's the number to call. It's that good of a book. I love it. You're going to love it. Just as much as you love all the cooking shows that we do on the air here in the Allside studio. Unfortunately, we're not allowed to cook in here, actually. So we have to talk about it a lot. But I often get hungry and go out and have a very big lunch afterward. This is Allsides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And once again, it's our fall membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. These programs, like All Sides, are paid for with listener support. And in return for your pledge, we're offering you a great gift from Faith Durand. She's a great friend of All Sides with Ann Fisher. So go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. There's 150 recipes, 50 essential cooking school techniques to help you build your skills, learn how to set up and organize and stock your kitchen. Reminder, this book is James Beard Award winning. That does not come easily, but it must be a great thrill.
We were really, thrilled is the word, and surprised and delighted. It was really an honor.
The book is full of dozens and dozens of beautiful photos. Learn how to make sweet potato and caramelized onion hash. Once again, whoever wrote this note was reading my mind. The tricolor slaw with lime dressing. Yum. Cookies, cakes, drinks, and more. In chapter one, you'll learn how to set up your kitchen. And yeah, I've had a kitchen for a long, long time now. I still got stuff out of this and things that I want to do to my kitchen because I just looked through the book once. Learn how to make slow cooker lemon garlic chicken, no-bake banana and peanut butter caramel icebox cake. Everything's written very clearly with easy-to-follow directions. It's going to inspire you to cook. So give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, and show your support right now. And if you have time, give us a call, 614-292-8513, and tell us what inspires you about your kitchen, maybe some changes you've made that have made your kitchen someplace you love to be. One thing I can't remember where I saw it, but reusable parchment paper, I did not know that existed.
I know, right?
What is it even made of?
I don't know. It's probably just paper coated with something very
industrial. I want to get some of that.
It's really nice. One of my editors turned me on to that. So I don't think I have any of that. I do use parchment paper a lot. And the Silpats as well.
The
silicone mats. Yeah, those are really nice, too, for baking.
Wow. And then an idea for the baking stone. I have a baking stone, but I take it out when I'm not using it. I put that in quotation marks. But one of your editors keeps it in. It's one of her favorite.
Yeah, you can just keep it in the oven.
Yeah.
Especially if your oven has a hard time holding heat or, I think especially gas ovens sometimes have a hard time getting up to temp. At least that's been my experience. Maybe I've had bad gas ovens. But, if you leave that stone in the oven, it helps keep the heat steady and keep it high. It's just a great piece to just keep in the oven. You don't have to take it out.
Right. And you can put whatever you're baking. If you're not actually using it directly for a pizza or bread or anything like that, you could just put whatever you're baking on top of it.
Or even on a rack above. But you can bake bread right on it, too. It doesn't have to just be used for pizza.
Right. Right. Exactly. The potato squash and goat cheese gratin, it's a classic. I mean, it's a classic, I say, because the gratin's a classic. And this just makes so much sense.
I know. I love casseroles. My first cookbook was all about casseroles. So I really love how gratins can go beyond the very, just cream and cheese laden things we think of with gratins. Mm-hmm. And this one is much, much, much lighter. It just has a little bit of milk and some goat cheese in it. And it's really featuring the vegetables. You're just kind of slicing a bunch of potatoes, summer squash, and just tumbling them in with some cheese. And it turns out beautifully every time. This is one that we didn't pull a ton of recipes over from the website. Most of the recipes in the book are brand new. But this is one that was just so popular. We retested it and reshot it and put it in the book. It's a favorite.
How do you test a recipe for a cookbook?
It's the same as testing a recipe for the web or for anything, really. Uh-huh. I mean, the key to testing a recipe really is to have multiple people do it, right? Because you don't know. I can test my own stuff three times, but I might be making assumptions along the way that someone else wouldn't. And then someone else makes it and they say, oh, but do you heat this up before you put it in? Or should you cool the butter? And I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about that. So that's a really important aspect. I think all the recipes in this book were tested at least three times by two or three different people to really make sure we had knocked the kinks out.
And when you do you create the recipes just for this book?
Some are pulled from the website, like kind of our greatest hits. Like there's a monkey bread in here I highly recommend for the holidays. That's a big hit from the website. You know, we pulled different things that were very, we felt important or much loved by the readers.
The banana ice cream?
Yes, that's a crazy
I've never
classic.
Done it, but I have to try it. Tell them about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a one-ingredient recipe.
You just cut up bananas, you freeze them, and then you blend them like in a little chopper or a food processor, and they get kind of gritty, and then all of a sudden they turn into soft-serve ice cream. It's crazy. My sister turned me onto it. She was like, you have to try this thing. And, you know, millions of page views later, I'm like, I should take you out to dinner. That was a really good tip.
Yeah, I have to try that because I love bananas. And just the idea of that makes me happy.
It's fantastic. And it really is like the texture of ice cream. It's amazing. It's this magic trick in the kitchen.
And you just cut up the bananas.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take anything out.
Cut it up. You know, just
how do you want them to? Ripe? Do you want them to be?
It depends. I mean, they really can be any ripeness.
It doesn't matter.
I usually do them pretty ripe because I like the flavor better. And then you can also add in a little bit of extra. You can add in a little peanut butter or a little cocoa powder or a little, you know,
some nuts,
a little Nutella. Yeah, or nuts.
Does it take stuff like that?
Yeah.
But you don't need to add sugar or anything.
No. It's really lovely.
I'm in a state of wonder. I love that. I had to go to that one ingredient recipe. There's the class, you know, roasted Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and radishes with garlic aioli. You know, roasted radishes.
Yeah.
I did that for the first time last summer.
Aren't they wonderful?
It was fantastic.
That's a big kind of thing of mine. I think people need to know about roasted radishes, and most people are like, what?
Yeah.
But they're delicious. They get very juicy in the oven and kind of mild, not so sharp.
Right. But you get that. They still bring a little bit of that sweetness out that you don't really often associate
and
with them.
Beautiful. You know, you think about roasted vegetables in the wintertime and it's all a little sad. I mean, it really is very earth tone on the plate in the wintertime. And radishes, you can get them really year round. They actually grow very well in cold weather. And you roast those up, you put them on the table and they're hot pink and it's just like something comes alive.
How much are you inspired by the farmers markets?
let's see. I mean, it depends. I haven't gone to the farmer's market a ton this year. I'm a little bit ashamed to say, partly because I'm not a morning person on Saturdays. So the Wednesday night one is much more my speed. But
is that in Clintonville?
Yeah. I think is it? Yeah, Wednesday. So that, and then I also, you know what I do a lot is I go out to the farm market, like way out east where my parents used to live. And that's very inspiring to me. You get the apples right off the tree. I'll stock up for, you know, a month. I'll get a bunch of apples or a big case of pears and really work off of those. That's very inspiring to me this time of year.
That reminds me, you were talking about things rotting in your vegetable drawer.
My vegetable drawer.
I got a bunch of pears at the farmer's market this weekend, and I keep forgetting about them because I put them away.
They'll go so fast.
Yeah, I know. They're going to go very fast.
Well, if they do, just make sauce or butter. Make pear butter, like apple butter.
How do you do that?
You peel them and throw them in your slow cooker
on
low for a long time.
And then just can it?
Yeah, or just put it'll last in the fridge for a long time. You don't, or freeze it. You can freeze it.
Okay. That's good to know. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher. If you enjoy the cooking shows, if you're listening right now, give us a call and tell us that you care. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and it is our fall membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. These programs, like All Sides, are paid for with listener support. And in return for your pledge, we're offering you a great gift from Faith Durand. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer and get the book, The Kitchen Cookbook. There's 150 recipes, 50 essential techniques. Learn 10 smart storage solutions for any kitchen. Learn how to choose good cookware. Learn how to care for your kitchen. Support all sides and get this great thank you gift for $10 a month. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Is this book good for someone who doesn't like to cook? You know, is there a hope that it's going to inspire people like that?
I certainly hope so. I, you know, the kitchen as a website and the kitchen as a book, I would hope really meets people where they are. I really object to a narrative about cooking that says you should be doing this, mm-hmm. or you have to do this, or if you don't do this, you're not caring for your family. Not to be on a soapbox, but I just really disagree with that. I think that cooking is hard. I think especially if you have other things going on in your life, we can all value health. We can all value good food. But in the end, there are a lot of competing pressures in life. And my goal as an editor and as a writer is always to say, help me see where you're at. And what is one little step you would like to make? Is it you're going to get takeout tonight, but you'd like to have a vegetable on the table? Or you know what? I kind of want to move on from bottled salad dressings and make my own salad dressing. Or I just want to cook one more time this week. I would love to help with any piece of that. I'm not going to say, well, you really should be making everything from scratch, because let me tell you, I don't make everything from scratch.
What are some of your favorite shortcuts?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, there's so many.
I'll say one of mine is one that I've learned. I love those 90-second rice
packs.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I've really digging those. I mean, you know, they have quinoa and brown rice ones now. They have all different kinds.
Easy ways to put good whole grains on the table. I honestly, probably some other food writers would not like me saying this, but I personally love the fact that grocery stores are responding to people's desire for more vegetables by offering more convenient ways of buying vegetables. So cut up squash instead of buying the whole butternut squash. I'll be like, oh, look, they cut it up for me in a container. If that's a way to put more vegetables on my family's table, I am so happy for that convenience.
Absolutely. They do it with fruit, vegetables, the lettuces that are prepared now.
That's right. A lot of frozen vegetables are frozen at very peak times. They're great options for eating more vegetables.
Email from Jeff. I have a large kitchen and I love it, especially since I do 99.9% of the cooking. There are so many cabinets, solid cherry wood. I still have a couple empty ones. Oh, I hate you, Jeff.
Oh, my goodness.
That's just mean. I want a pressure cooker. Wish I had my mom's old one. But you're saying the newer ones are better.
I think so. I think there's some more safety features. I have an electric pressure cooker and I also have a stovetop pressure cooker. Stovetop pressure cooker is more powerful. It will get up to higher pressures, so it will cook faster. The electric one is more set it and forget it, though. You just plug it in. It sits on the countertop. You set it to the pressure you want. It won't go up quite as high, so it'll take a little longer. But I don't mind that trade-off for the convenience of I'm not watching the stove.
You can time it and then
Some timing it, and then I come back in if I have to release the pressure. But, you know, every time I roast a chicken now, I just throw it in the pressure cooker, put in whatever vegetables I have sitting in a bag in the freezer, like leftover celery stalks, and fill it up and turn it on for an hour and walk away. And you come back to, like, the most perfect chicken stock you can ever make, because the pressure cooker does it in, like, an hour. So it's...
I'm intrigued. I'm getting you. No one else, you can't see my face, but Faith can. She's looking at me. I'm just like, I have this epiphany going on about pressure cookers.
I know everyone loves their slow cooker. Slow cookers always very popular, but I personally, if I had to choose, I would choose my pressure cooker.
Oh boy.
I know.
That's really
it's
something.
Fighting words
from the lips of Faith Duran. I still have my grandma's old Dutch oven. Used to roast a pot roast this past weekend, and I love doing that.
Is it like enamel? Is it
no? It's
iron
old
or,
iron kind.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's,
you know, I know people who know how to use those at the campsites and all those kind of things, and bake things in them and all that stuff. I don't do that, but it just conveys the heat it works so well in it, and you know you can do everything in that pot.
Yeah, that's a treasure to have something passed down like that too. We talk about that a lot on the site of, you know, new tools are fun and it's great to finally buy the thing you've been looking for, but if there's also this incredible pleasure and value in passing things down from one generation to the next.
One of the things that you can pass down from one generation to the next is your love of public radio. It's very important. I know lots of people who say they grew up with public radio on. They grew up with it. This is how they learned it from their parents. And if you're doing that for your children, you're starting, you know, a great, great tradition in your house. Now you have to support that tradition. Give us a call right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We have 17 minutes left in the hour. Let's get 15 calls in during those 17 minutes. You're listening, you're enjoying this, and I appreciate that. And I don't want you to take more than a couple minutes to make this pledge right now, because that's all it takes. We need your pledges. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News is dedicated to bringing you in-depth local news. We have our award-winning news team, and we have this show, a two-hour local talk show. This programming is only possible with your support. You hear in-depth features on the issues that impact life in Central Ohio from our news department, and you hear conversations on the topics that matter to you when you listen to All Sides. We bring you interviews with newsmakers across the country, with famous, super famous, and wonderful authors from across the country and around the world, right here in your own backyard. Support the programming that keeps you connected. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Give what you can. We never ask you to give more than you can. We just offer these thank you gifts as a special, an extra incentive. But really what we want you to do is just give what you can and become a new member. We love new members. Why? Be perfectly honest with you. Once you become a member, you usually don't go back. You don't go back to being a non-member. Once you're a member, you see how good it feels to be part of the solution. Give us a call right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We need your support right now, and this is also a vote of confidence for All Sides with Ann Fisher. If you like the cooking shows, if you've been listening for the last 5 and 6 years, I've been on the air for just about 6 years now, give us a call and show us that matters to you, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. How do you pick the photos for a book like this? I was wondering, because you were in some really beautiful kitchens. That's for sure. And they aren't all fabulous, like what we think of as super fabulous, like Jeff's kitchen, very large. There's some of them are quite small.
Yeah, we went into some places that were what we thought of as just very normal kitchens that anyone else would recognize as like, oh, I have a kitchen like that, or I've lived with a kitchen like that. We just looked for places that had a diversity of, you know, look and taste and style. And there's certainly some very polished ones like Kim Kushner. She's also a cookbook author. She writes about Jewish cooking, Jewish food.
She has a kosher kitchen.
Yeah. And she has a really interesting kosher kitchen set up, and it's this beautiful, beautiful New York City apartment. So that's kind of one extreme of it's just delightfully beautiful, to smaller spaces that are more modest and humble. But we really wanted that. We didn't want to say, oh, this is just the one design that everyone should have. I mean, that's silly. But yeah, photos are hard in a cookbook. Everyone has their favorites. And we took so many. I think there's over 225 photos in this cookbook. And we had so many more that didn't make it in that we've used elsewhere on the web or in other material that we put out with the book. So it's hard. Everyone kind of tussles over the things that they like the best, from the authors to the editors to the publisher.
Oh, I see the monkey bread with bourbon cream and glaze recipe. Monkey bread, that's that pull-apart bread.
Yeah, you make these little balls of dough and you pile them up in a bundt pan, and then you turn it out, and it's like this castle looks like. I think it looks like a medieval, you know,
that you could tear down, rip apart, and devour.
Yeah, you pour this sauce over it. It's a wonderful day after Thanksgiving or Christmas morning recipe.
Thanks to Gene Kelly and Galena. And also Susan and Roger Ross in Columbus. They say All Sides is a wonderful gift to the community. Well, thank you, Susan and Roger Ross and Gene Kelly and Galena. Thanks for your gift to 89.7 NPR News. It is a gift to see your support for the show and for the station. We have just 13 to go now and just about 12 minutes to go. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We appreciate every show of support. Give what you can. We don't expect, we're just looking for new members. We're looking for new pledges today. If $10 a month fits into your budget, that's fantastic because we can send you this incredible hardcover, beautiful. It's big.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big cookbook.
It's a nice size.
Hardcovered. Let's see how many pages is in it. I didn't check. Including the indispensable index, what every good cookbook has an index, of course, 304 pages. It's a beaut with lots of wonderful ideas. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Faith Durand is our guest this hour. We're offering her book that she co-authored as a thank you gift. It's an extension of the conversation we're having today. If you enjoy listening to All Sides, but especially enjoy shows we do about cooking, then this is a great time to become a member. Show that this is the type of show you appreciate from All Sides by making a pledge right now. Thanks to George Colvin in Plain City, we now have 12 to go in just about 10 minutes. 12 pledges to go in 10 minutes. I know we can do it. I know there's 12 people out there listening who haven't pledged yet. You're waiting for a better time because you want to listen to us because your mouth is, you're drooling now. You're listening to Faith Durand talk about cooking. She's a great cook. She's a great cookbook author. She's written other books we've talked about on the show before. She's a great friend of 89.7 NPR News. So show your support for this kind of show. Make a pledge right now for $10 a month as a sustainer. Get the book, The Kitchen Cookbook, recipes, kitchens, and tips to inspire your cooking. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Once again, it's a lot about setting up a kitchen in all different iterations. I got lots of ideas for my U-shaped kitchen in Worthington, a real traditional 1967 kitchen that hasn't changed much, but I got lots of great ideas. This can apply to anyone, everyone from the people with the big fancy kitchens to the people with the turnaround kitchens in Clintonville. 1-866-897-9678, and it includes these 150 recipes. It's really, really fantastic. I do have lots of little, some of these Post-it things I've got in here, they're more about reminding me to go back to the recipe because I want to check it out this weekend, Faith Durand.
That's great. Which ones are, what's first on your list, do you think?
I am very interested, obviously, because the smoked salmon, deviled eggs, and crispy
How
capers.
Did I know? You're coming back to that.
Bacon-wrapped potato bites and spicy sour cream dipping sauce because we're having a baby shower in a few weeks, so I'm thinking about stuff like that. The pure Mexican margarita. Oh, God, there I go.
That's a good one.
That's I have to admit. The potato squash and goat cheese gratin, the roasted Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and radishes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Poached pears with red wine and cardamom syrup because I have those pears.
You have all your pears. It's a great way to use them up.
When you do poached pears, do you recommend going with the very ripe or what do you think?
You could do either, but you just have to keep an eye on them. The length of time that they need to cook will
be less, the riper they are.
It'll adjust it. You'll have to adjust it.
Well, I've been thinking about that, and then let's see what else. I already did that. Okay. Smoked salmon, got that. And what's this? Baked chips, tomatillo salsa, and guacamole. Well, I always love that stuff, but I'm not sure. I think there was something else to what I wanted to talk about. It might have been the oven-baked tortilla chips.
Yeah, you can make your own tortilla chips so
easily. I never have.
You just cut up some tortillas and throw them in the oven, which is actually a great way to use up tortillas that are about to go a little stale or a little dry.
Right.
Just cut them up, throw them in there, and then if you're the type of person who likes your chips just really, really, really crisp and a little bit dark around the edges, you can have them exactly the way you want them.
Yeah, and corn or flour.
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa Morton called in or went online to WOSU to show her support for 89.7 NPR News. Lisa, you're a great friend of the station. We appreciate your support so much. Thank you for that. Give whatever amount fits into your budget. We have 11 to go before the end of the hour in just about 8 minutes. $7 a month or more gets the member card, and that's good for dining discounts all around Central Ohio. If you don't want to cook, you can use the member card. There's a way to use it on our online app, which the geolocator, where you can go on with this geolocator and you can find the different businesses accepts a member card. It'll show up on a geolocator for you. And I think that would be, if I could learn how to explain it, I think it would be even better if I could learn how to use it. And I would use it more. I'd probably use my card. It would pay for itself in just a week or so. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. We have just about 7 minutes left, and I think 11 pledges to go in 7 minutes, which is plenty of time. Plenty of time to do that. Harry Shepard in Granville. Thanks to you, Harry Shepard. We have 10 to go and just about 6 minutes. I'd rather be sitting here talking with Faith Duran about food. I know you might be either be listening to that. If we could just get everybody in the next 2 minutes to quick make that pledge, then we can move on. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Faith, I hope you'll come on again to talk about this more in the future.
I love talking about this book. There's so much to talk about in it.
There is. There's all kinds of great. I can't wait to get. I do have this party coming up, and I want lots of nibbles. It's sort of a cocktail-y thing. And this is another thing I wanted to talk about. Old recipes, hand-me-down recipes.
Yes.
How do you recommend people kind of manage those sorts of things? I have every recipe from my grandma's recipe file.
I save them.
But some of the way the food is arranged and described sometimes it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Sometimes you kind of have to read between the lines or call somebody up. And we get a lot of questions about that. Like, help me decipher my grandmother's weird cooked frosting recipe for this cake. It's not going to be the same without this. And that's fun. It's like a little detective story to rewrite. As far as managing them, I think that more and more it's wise to scan things, put them in a digital file. I've tried to do that with some of my own past recipes and things like that, or recipe cards from my family. Then it's just easier to find them and have them, and they're not going to sort of crumble away.
My husband keeps telling me I have some Christmas cookie recipes that are the paper in the cookbook it's now brittle. And he said, you better scan that soon. Take a picture of it or something, or you're going to lose it. Even though I think I could probably make them in my sleep at this point after 40 years of doing
it. Those are the best recipes.
Right, exactly. But that's a good idea for my grandma's. Thanks to Ann Wilson in Dublin. We have 9 pledges to go now in just about 5 minutes with Faith Duran, co-author of the James Beard Award-winning The Kitchen Cookbook, Recipes, Kitchens, and Tips to Inspire Your Cooking. She's also the executive editor of the Daily Web publication, The Kitchen. You've probably read her many times, at least 7 million hits a month now. Check that out. We'll have a link to the website on our website at WOSU.org. And also check out your opportunity today to get this book at $10 a month at the $10 a month pledge level for sustaining members. If you can't manage $10 a month, we completely understand that. We don't want you to, you know, break the bank for this. We want you to just give what you can. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Caitlin Carr in Columbus. We have 8 to go and just about 4 minutes to go. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Karen Lurvy in Marysville. Now just 7 to go. I know we can do it in 4 minutes. We can handle all load of calls in 4 minutes. Be one of those 7 right now. 1-866-897-9678. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. It's sort of like, what's a foundation for a recipe? Let's think.
A foundation for a recipe?
Yeast for bread.
Yeast for
most
bread,
breads.
Onion, carrots, celery, chopped up fine for a lot of stews and
soups. For a good, you know, I mean, everything has to have a foundation. Everything has to have that unifying thread through it. And for us, that unifying thread is our listeners. It's you. That's what we do this for. Everything we do for you. It looks like Karen's an existing member. She gave an additional gift to help this hour and this membership drive. Thank you so much, Karen Lurvy in Marysville, for that show of support. You can do that, too, if you're already an existing member. You could just pitch in a little bit more. 1-866-897-9678. We have just 3 minutes to go. Would love to see us hit that seven. We have seven more pledges to go in 3 minutes. 1-866-897-9678. Faith Durand, I want to thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It's so fun to talk about food with you.
I could sit and do this all day long.
I could too.
1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Tom Bond in Columbus. Now just six to go in just a little over 2 minutes. We can handle the flood of calls that I know should be heading the way of the operators. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. This is another, also a great book. I didn't get to it in my questions today, but there's a section devoted to the seven questions to ask when you're in the market for a kitchen. This is when you're in the market to renovate your kitchen. This is when you're in the market, you're looking to rent a home or an apartment or a condo, or whether you're going to buy. There's some great advice in that section for you if you have a chance to make a big change. What do you want to shoot for? 1-866-897-9678. 1.5 minutes to go. Please show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher. All the cooking shows that we do year round. We'll have more coming up for the holidays, of course, run right around Thanksgiving. Of course, we're going to have our regular Christmas or holiday cookie show that I adore. Hope you'll join us for all of those shows coming up, all the holiday cooking and entertaining shows that we do that I love. 1-866-897-9678. Maybe you're into politics. Maybe you're into public affairs. Maybe you're into history. Maybe you're into culture. Maybe you're into music. Maybe you're into theater, the arts. Maybe you're into cooking. It doesn't matter. You're going to get it all here on All Sides with Ann Fisher. And I thank you always, as always, for listening today. 1-866-897-9678. We have just six to go and a little less than a minute to make that happen. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media. Once again, thanks so much for listening and thanks for your support. That number's 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And thanks.